Today's show is brought to you by Halo Cigs, the premium electronic cigarette and e-liquid all made in America at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
God, what were you putting in your mouth?
Hey! I'm just really excited because it is National Hamburger Day!
I love cow on bread. You know what I tried to do one time?
What'd you try to do?
I went to this cow that was sleeping. I got two loaves of bread. I put one on one side of the head.
Oh, no.
The other, and I bit him. It did not taste that great.
No, because you have to kill it first.
Oh, that's where I messed up.
I'm sorry. But it is National Hamburger Day, and I am really excited about National Hamburger. Lip, you like to eat the hamburgers, don't you?
Hamburgers.
Hamburger. Have you seen the new Hamburglar that's now back from McDonald's?
No.
Hot.
Really? The new, hipster Hamburglar guy that they have.
He has, like,
now?
That little mask on.
Yeah, and he's got the ruffy beard or skinny jeans.
Well, if you ever notice, like, my pictures, I have a lot of masks and a beard, so you kind of see what I'm into.
All right.
Well, yeah, he's definitely going on my wall.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well.
My basement.
Oh,
I don't know yet.
Hamburglar, you've made it to Anthony's basement.
Leave a trail of burgers for him.
Well, in honor of National Hamburger Day, I want to present to ye the 10 delicious facts about hamburgers. 10 delicious facts about hamburgers. Some of these you may know, some of these you may not know, but, you know, we are always community building here. Boys, we're community building, and we like to share because we care.
And we need something to talk about.
Yeah, thanks, Anthony. All right. So in honor of National Hamburger Day, I present 10 delicious facts about hamburgers. Not only will this be food for thought, but it will likely turn into an uncontrollable craving for the classic all-American sandwich. Or is a hamburger really an all-American sandwich? Let's find out. All right, number one, hamburgers date back to the time of Genghis Khan. That's 1200 AD.
Oh my God, that beef would have been good. There's no hormones.
No hormones, no byproducts.
They actually grazed on fields, had happy, clean air. Oh my God, so I wish I could go back.
Hamburgers got their name from Hamburg, Germany, where there's a cut of beef called the Hamburg steak.
Hamburg.
During World War I, the U.S. government tried to rename hamburgers as Liberty sandwiches.
God, that sounds disgusting.
I know. I like to take a Liberty sandwich with a side of fries. That just doesn't work.
No.
That just doesn't work.
Well, I don't think they'll call them fries either. Something awful.
Chips.
Yeah, chips. Yeah. Liberty burger and chips.
Yeah. Slender potato slices, please.
Give me that crispy potato.
Slender.
The oldest hamburger chain, White Castle, sold its first hamburger for a nickel.
Wow, that was what, the 50s?
Could have got a pickle with that nickel.
Could have got a pickle with that nickel. The world's most expensive burger, cost $1,768. Listen to what it has on it. It has black truffle.
Oh, I was going to say truffle, but you didn't let me.
Kobe beef. Beluga caviar. Venison.
What's that?
A duck egg. And an edible gold leaf. Why would you even want a burger with all that on it?
I don't know, but for that much money, I better go on a trip.
For $1,800.
Some kind of trip.
Exactly.
60% of all sandwiches sold globally are hamburgers. Globally.
So then it's not an all-American treat.
I guess not. It's not an all-American sandwich because it started in Germany. Hamburg. Yeah. Germany.
So,
Hamburger. McDonald's sells 75 hamburgers every second.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. No, that's a lie. That is a lie.
You think?
Yeah, because that's not really a burger. Not real meat.
That's, I have to kind of agree with you on that, too.
They don't have 100% beef.
Yeah, that's true. Not yet, but they do.
They say they do on one of their hamburgers, but...
I doubt it.
You would need to walk 9 miles to burn off the calories of an average cheeseburger.
Why?
9 miles.
I blame the bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I might be getting a little hungry here.
Me too.
And number 10, burgers look so appetizing in commercials because they are undercooked.
Undercooked?
They are uncooked.
Uncooked?
They are uncooked burgers.
That's unhealthy.
I know.
How are they uncooked?
They just
fry
make
out the outside and throw it in the hamburger.
That's all they do.
People are confusing it for steak.
Well, you could eat a hamburger that's still kind of raw, you know.
You really could. Yeah. All this talk about hamburger is making me hungry.
Oh,
it is. God, it's really making me hungry.
Corey, are you okay?
It's making me hungry.
Oh my God, he's having a hunger panic attack.
Anthony, you know that button that we showed you when you first came in?
One I didn't look at? Yeah.
Yeah, the one that you should have looked at. If you reach onto the console,
uh-huh,
about 3 inches in, there's a button.
Uh-huh.
You might want to push that right about now.
Okay, I found it. Oh, my God.
Give me a hamburger! I want a hamburger now!
Corey, it's okay.
I want a hamburger!
Corey, breathe in your nose, out your mouth. Somebody, please.
I'm hungry.
Where's the intern at when you need him?
He ate him.
I'm hungry.
Oh, God.
That wasn't a hamburger.
That was the intern. It was veal, for Christ's sake.
I'm hungry. I want a hamburger.
Somebody.
I'm trying to push the button. What's happening?
It's not working.
It's no.
National hamburger.
I think you're pushing the wrong button.
I'm keep pushing it.
I'm hungry.
Oh my God, it's getting purple in the face. Oh, gross. Anyways, he's chewing on the door now.
Let me out! Let me out! Let me out! I want a burger! Let me out!
Oh my God, this is the Clemson's The Exorcist.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
Dying to watch your first show.
Okay.
Don't show the tape till Uncle Jesse gets here.
Oh, the tape. I knew I forgot something.
No, I haven't. It's in my bag.
What a team. I forget and you remember.
Here it is.
Oh, that's a groovy. Have mercy. Hi.
Hi. You must be Jesse, Danny's brother-in-law. Danny told me about you.
Oh, yeah? What'd he say?
He said he had a brother-in-law named Jesse.
Oh. Thanks for the build-up, pal. So, you must be Rebecca.
No, please. Please call me Becky.
Becky? I like that. Becky. So, Becky, I was going to go get something to drink. Would you like something?
Sure, what do you got?
What do you like?
Whatever you have.
Why don't we get it together, huh?
Okay.
That's fascinating. See, I find a sense of humor very attractive in a woman.
You know, this is going to sound weird, but you remind me of someone.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
It's silly. You don't want to hear it.
No, go ahead.
No, it's ridiculous.
People tell me all the time.
So
go
ridiculous.
Ahead.
You don't even
Come on, pretty mama, lay it on me.
You remind me of Corky.
Yeah, see, people tell me Corky.
My little baby brother. You know, he used to do that same cute Elvis voice.
We are so far from where I want to be.
Live from the city of Glendale in the Grand Canyon State, it's Arizona's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Oh, crank up that rush, baby. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the world's greatest new podcast coming at you right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm talking about we're entertaining the masses from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the fat to the skinny. We got it all for you. Oh, I stepped on it.
Oh, and I'm in it.
Damn it. Oh, stop.
Knew you were going to do that.
I thought I had a little bit more in there. God, I love that song. What is happening right now, May 28th, 2015? Live from Studio G, confetti bombing J-Lo in the airport. It's your funniest internet radio show and podcast heard on iTunes.
You sound like you're going through puberty.
iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio.
Sound like Scooby Doo.
And on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's Anthony over there.
Hi.
And that's Philippius across from me.
Sir.
Interact with the show on social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get your 2 cents in America by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7 or email us at FatGuyRadioShow.com. And today's show is brought to you by Amazon's Father's Day Savings, presented by DeWalt. Your father is important. Without him, you really wouldn't exist. So on this Father's Day, treat the old man to something special. You may think he has everything a man could want, but what every father really desires is a gift from the heart, from you, and from Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Don't know what to get, dear old dad? DeWalt has never before offered specials on all its products. Get $20 back on any order over $100. No coupon code needed. Just shop through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon, and in your checkout cart, $20 back to you. My father is very handy, and I ask him all the time to come over to my house and help me do something around the house, and he never says no. He just says when. Your father is special just like mine. Make Father's Day special with a gift from Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Your father will thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, well, hell, hell, everybody, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody, let's go ahead. Let's give Philippius and Anthony some hands for their acting in the opening segment there. Yeah.
Did I get a prize for that?
I will give you a ding.
Oh, I wanted a star.
Well, I'll give you a star. Here's a whole lot of stars coming at you right here. There you go.
God, that made me so much gayer. Never mind. Regret. Oh, if I could turn back
take
time.
Take me back.
If I could turn back time. If I could find the way.
I don't sing.
You just did a few minutes ago. Well, hell, hell, everybody. We've got a packed show for you today. The opening clip that we play, and we got a lot of new listeners, from Anthony's side of the tracks, as well as just people that just find us on iTunes. We quite often will just, every show is open with some type of movie clip or some type of TV show clip that has something to do with the show.
Yeah.
You know, so we had full Family Ties. I knew I was going to do that. I've been thinking Family Ties all day. Full House.
He went back a decade later.
If I could turn back time, I just did. So Full House has a revival show planned on Netflix called Fuller House.
Yeah, I've Fuller been House. Hearing about that. I kind of like that idea.
I kind of like it, too. And it's really picking up a lot of steam because, of course, we know that child stars.
Yes.
After rehab.
After rehab. And, yes. And when they go on to become big stars, when they grow up older, they sometimes, you know, don't embrace what made them who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this Full House revival called Fuller House, and help me if I get this wrong, I think Fuller House is a reboot of Full House, and it's only supposed to follow the older daughter's character.
Candace Bergen's
character.
Yeah, she's the oldest one.
And she now is in the place of her dad, Danny, the character that was played by Bob Saget. Uh-huh. So she's now, her husband has
What'd
died.
What'd you call me?
Bob Saget. Her husband has now died, and she's raising kids.
So she's the older, knocked-up version of her former self.
Basically, you know. Yeah. And who was her date? Who was she dating on Full House? I think his name was Steve.
Oh, that goofy one with the weird pants.
He was a little goofy. Yeah. So I'm interested in this because I grew up watching Full House.
I must be thinking about Family Matters or something like that.
You're thinking Urkel.
Okay, think white. Think of white people.
Yeah. White people.
Yeah, try it.
Oh, with the San Francisco Bridge in it?
Yes! There you go, Liv! Yeah, Peanut Gallery, give him a hand. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for coming back.
That's really good. Yeah, nice hat. So,
I wonder if it's still going to be in San Francisco.
That's a good question. I don't know. Oh. We all watch Full House. Did we watch Full House growing up?
I did.
I did.
I did, too. And it didn't seem corny then.
It actually has a bunch of reruns on Nick.
Have you ever saw some of the reruns and it's really corny now?
It's cheesy, especially the guy. He goes, cut it out. And you're like, I should slap you for that.
But then you think about it, you're like, well, I used to do the same thing.
I totally used to walk around and I'm like, cut it out. And then I used to try to imitate the woodchuck voice.
Uh-huh. Is that tree made out of wood?
Remember when he used to have a little woodchuck character? It's creepy now, but when we were little, it wasn't creepy.
Yeah, because when you get older and you hear what people do with those things, yeah.
Furry.
Oh, gross.
So we all grew up watching Full House. Uh-huh. I don't really know how I feel about Fuller House. And now, number one, it's Netflix. And Netflix is like Amazon. They're taking over the world.
Oh, yes. They're the next HBO.
They really are.
Yeah, HBO's scared.
And all the cable networks should be scared right now because Netflix is doing it. And I know Amazon is a partner of the show, but Amazon's Instant Video, they do it too. But Netflix is going out and they have this new thing that they've only rolled out over the last couple of years, all these Netflix originals.
Yeah, they're creating their own shows, their own concepts, and originality.
They're really good. I'm a fan. I have Netflix. There's no secret about that. And there are some really... So it's interesting that Netflix has taken on this new Full House revival, and it's being executive produced by John Stamos, who was Uncle Jesse. Uncle Jesse of yes. Full House.
I think that's brilliant on the Full House and John Stamos and Netflix, because Netflix is going to be able to bring in this probably older crowd to come and watch the show, which is going to gain a lot more attention. They're going to get a lot more people paying per month.
And you know what? That's a very good point that you made right there. It's an extreme point. The older crowds, are they going to go after it? Because online streaming is a little younger of a generation. So will the younger generation be able to like grasp to the Fuller House? Because if it's a reboot, I'm sure they're going to make references back to Full House. And a lot of the younger generation aren't going to know about Full House.
Well, my generation, which is old enough to have kids, if I had a kid, I would certainly want to sit down and watch the Fuller House and have my kids watch it. And then here you are. It doesn't matter if the generational gap. God.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even
generational
grap.
Grap. The grap here.
But anyways.
He's giggling already, folks. He's giggling already. Stay focused. You're doing great.
Okay. So.
So, yeah, you
would bring in that younger crowd, and now all of a sudden you're going to have these younger kids that are going to be watching it, and then 20 years from now, something's going to be a grandpa version of Full House. It's going to be a retirement house.
But when I think of Full House, I think of those cheesy stories. They're cheesy now, but those storylines where it's like, oh, your feelings got hurt, but you know what? Tomorrow's going to be another day. Don't worry about it. Is that going to grasp our generation? Is my 14-year-old going to get that? Or are they going to completely revamp it all on Fuller House and make it really sticky?
Well, I think they're going to revamp it because A, some of the characters are considering not coming in, and B,
true.
Like, I mean, if Netflix really want to get the young kids' attention, then it's going to be like Candace Bergen's character coming in and be like, I went through your history on your computer.
And this is not appropriate.
It's not appropriate.
Why are you looking at this website, Hub? of the porn.
You're going into the wrong jungle section.
Sorry.
Of that.
Yeah, my bad. Little Fuller, I was looking at your history browsing, and I see that when you searched through Yahoo, you went looking for your dad. He's dead. I know, honey. I know. I mean, is that the way they're going to cheese it up? Because they're Full House had those cheesy storylines. Bob Saget came in, tried his best at being sentimental on that show. I mean, when I went back when I heard about this. I went back, YouTubed a lot of Full House episodes and watched them. And I had the same visceral reaction as you. This is dreck. I can't believe that I would run home on a Wednesday night to watch Full House because it really wasn't all that great.
It was that generation, and we were consumed by something different than we have now.
Maybe it was an easier time, so I'm interested to see. But Anthony, you alluded to
something.
Before
the Depression or in the Great Recession.
And you alluded to something else in there that, and this kind of came out a couple of weeks ago, not all the stars, of course, are coming back. So the stars that I've read up so far that are all back in is Candace Bergen, of course. The one that played Kimmy Gibbler.
Oh, the one with the big forehead?
Yeah.
God.
The annoying one? The loud, annoying one?
Yeah. Kimmy Gibbler. No, they called her Gibbler, didn't they?
Gibbler's coming back.
Gibbler.
And then, of course, the girl, the little one that played Stephanie.
DJ. No, Stephanie. DJ,
DJ is Candace Cameron's character.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So Stephanie is coming
Stephanie,
back.
I had her name, and I can't remember.
I can look it up right here. I can look it up.
I mean, from what I've heard in the Hollywood circuit, she's certainly cleaned up a lot.
I saw a picture of her and Candace Cameron standing next to each other, and she's taller than Candace Cameron. So how is that going to play as Jodie Sweetin?
Yes.
How is that going to play as, you know, being the little sister of Candace Cameron Burr's character,
she got married.
DJ Turner. Yeah, she got married.
She got older, so, you know, things happen. She got taller. I don't think that the producers are going to worry about that or replace her.
Probably so. And Kimmy Gibbler was played by Andrea Barber.
Barber.
Yeah. So
she's definitely on board because she hasn't done nothing since.
She really hasn't. So she's back
Hopefully
on
she
board.
She got married to somebody rich.
John Stamos, of course, is back on as Uncle Jesse because he's also the executive producer and
sex symbol.
Dave Cullier,
the person that Alanis Morissette went down on in a theater.
Is that what that is? Is that what she's referencing in that song?
Yeah. You ought to know. Yeah. She went down on him.
I love Alanis Morissette. Dave Cullier, who played, doesn't even have his character's name. I can't remember. Shows how important of a character he was. But the ones that are not, that are given a little bit of hell right now,
are the very, very, very wealthy ones.
Yes. The most wealthiest ones, the twins. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are given the Fuller House reunion show. The big, huge, middle, high heel.
Because they don't want people to know they can't act.
They really can't.
They're all washed up.
Oh, my God. I mean, when I went back and watched some of the Full House episodes, I could tell now. I mean, back then, I wasn't in the video production or anything like that. Now I can see when either Mary-Kate or Ashley Olsen would run on camera and look down on the floor to stand in their spot.
Oh my God, they were doing.
That's totally what they were doing is that they would run on camera and they would look down and immediately go right into character.
Oh my God.
I never noticed that when it was original, but now that I've watched it and I'm a little older and a little wiser.
If they got on the show, they'll still be doing that, running to their marks.
Yeah, because they're all cracked out.
But see, I think I was wondering if that has a lot to do with it, is all of the scandal and crap that they've gone through. Because if you've been living under a rock, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen have come out and said that they don't want anything to do with the Fuller reunion.
Wait, rephrase that. Billionaire Mongols.
How are they so rich?
Oh, they've got clothing line, makeup. They sold videos, movies on themselves, makeup. But with all that said, I really believe that they may come to the show.
You think?
Yes.
Why would they?
Oh my God, they're not returning to the show. Big headlines. They're not going to. You know what? The smart thing to do? Make the biggest headlines, talk about why you don't want to join, how unimportant it is. Last minute, you get on it, and then you're, and then all these newer young kids are watching it, and you're rebranding your kids' clothes and all the kids' line again.
So you think
because they can't sell their kids' clothes to these adults anymore. I'm sorry, I tried. I don't fit in them anymore. God.
So you think it's media spin?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Why didn't I see that?
Because you're, I don't know.
You're that's, too, your eyes are.
You haven't seen the dark side of Hollywood like me.
I would, that totally makes sense. That they were, I mean, the show doesn't come out until January 2016. So they got plenty enough time to build all this hype behind it and get internet radio shows like Fat Guy. Oh my God, I've been hoodwinking Flim Flam.
And
how does it feel?
It doesn't feel very good.
And the greatest thing is because it's a show, you can easily write them in as that they're twins who became very successful on being twins and selling items, and they can promote stuff within the show that they're creating on the side.
But so they could be similar. That's true. Too. But they weren't twins on the show. There were twins on the old episodes of Full House, but those were twins between Becky and Uncle Jesse. They had twins. And I don't know what the hell happened to those two boys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know what happened to them. A lot of people thought that they became the Cole brothers that were on Disney Network, but that's not them. They're two separate actors. But
oh, yeah, everybody forgot about them.
Yeah, exactly. Once the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody went out there, nobody cared. And I only know that because I have my kids used to watch
and
it.
And you watch it every night.
I still do. So the but the full Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, they are richer than God himself. And they're right now saying that they don't want to come on. But Anthony, you make a perfect point. My God, my mind's blown. Why didn't I think of that? They're spinning it. I'm the one that always call out a spin, and I totally didn't see this spin story.
This is why you got me on here, because I can see through the Hollywood bullcrap.
Oh my God, that's so true. So they're spinning it, and then Bob Saget,
what?
Who has Bob Saget?
Oh. I like how he's like, what? He's the one who's who probably needs to come out.
Bob Saget has not confirmed whether or not he will return for the Fuller House.
I think with that,
he's too old.
No, you know what?
They don't look the same. Uncle Jesse looks the same. Becky looks the same. Candace Cameron,
she got hot.
She got sexy as hell. And then Andrea Barber, there's no way that she could have got. I don't know what she looks like in 2015. Maybe you can Google a picture of her. Jodie Sweetin is a little chunkier. She's not that cute little girl anymore. And of course, we all know what the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen look like. They look like cartoon stick figures with very expensive dresses draped over them.
I think they're beautiful. So beautiful.
They're model-esque, but they do. They're, you know, they're a little.
You know, be funny. You know, one's like skinny. Really kind of depressing looking.
Yeah, why don't they look happy anymore?
I don't know. One of them, like, it'll be funny when you see them switch off because that'll be hilarious. All of a sudden, like, the room is all bright and happy, and the next minute they. You know, because they kind of cut it and then they replace and then you see something very depressing.
And then the other one, and then the other one comes in and she enters in and you just hear this. Like, hello, Uncle Jesse.
Oh, yeah, because they got that smoker's voice now.
I would like to go across the street and take the kids to the park. I'm Mary-Kate. And here comes my sister. She's going to come in on the next scene.
God, yeah, they have to replace because Anne Wintour is calling them for the next cover of Vogue.
I'm Ashley Olsen, and my sister was just in the previous scene here on Fuller House, a Netflix original.
No, I think she smokes a lot, too.
She smokes a lot, too, so it'd be
those sound like those sound like 80-year-old women.
Yeah. Welcome to Fuller House.
Uncle Jess.
Uncle Jesse, how you doing? I don't understand. Uncle Jesse.
DJ, I can't watch your kid right now.
Hey, DJ, I heard your husband kicked it. He's dead now. You probably drove him insane. He died just like our mother died. Remember when our mother died and Dad came down and gave us a really useless story about how people die and then they come back and we'll see him in heaven?
Here's some volume. I got a dealer.
Yeah, I'm Mary-Kate. Here comes. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to take a cigarette break. I'm going to sit in my sister, Ashley. She'll do the next scene. Here comes Ashley. Ashley, come on in here.
And the thing is,
I'm Ashley Olsen.
Exactly how it's going to go.
That's exactly how it's going to be.
You know, I'm talking all this smack, but I really want to meet them.
Really?
God, I just destroyed my future career.
No. Like, we're the only ones that's slamming them.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I think that it's a good idea if they all are back in.
When we're talking about slamming them, they probably are slamming themselves.
Probably. Yeah. I think it's a good idea
slamming
to bring
them veins.
The reboot back, but only if you get everybody, if everybody comes back in. But they don't look the same. They really don't look the same. And I even saw a picture of Dave Coulier, who played...
I think it's Coulier.
Coulier.
There's Andrea.
Oh, my God.
She looks the same.
Okay, so Anthony just showed me a picture of Andrea Barber, who played Kimmy Gilbert. Let me see that again. Kimmy
Gilbert. Like, she's wearing this beautiful, like, blue top with some black stripes through it. She's smiling. She looks like she has really good makeup on.
She looks a whole lot better than she did as a little geeky teen.
Oh, yeah.
Andrea Barber sexed it up.
She did. Oh, and look at Candace Bergen. She did not grow into her ears. They're still huge.
That's why a lot of the shots always had her hair down by covering up her ears, you know? But you know what? Some celebrities, okay, I give it to Andrea Barber. All right, Andrea Barber, I see you, girl. Keeping it tight. Keeping it tight.
She look happy like she getting some.
Because all celebrities don't age very well, but there are some celebrities that are completely 100% ageless, and one of them happens to be one of Anthony's favorite celebrities, and we're going to talk about her on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this. But I watch the world to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Right. You know, what do you get when you mix 445 degree burn with gasoline? You get things that go boom, boom. Wait, I have a sound effect.
Boom, boom?
Here. Yeah, boom, boom.
Boom.
That was a little deep right there. You get little things that go boom, boom. And you won't get things that go boom, boom if you were vaping at the gas pump. I can't tell you how many times I see people pull up to the gas pump, get out of their car, a plume of smoke is with them. They got a lit cigarette at 445 degrees hanging out the bottom of their lip, and they go over to the pump and they start pumping gas. That's a recipe for disaster.
I just drive away really quick.
I do too. I get scared doing that. I've even told stories about how people thought that I was smoking at a gas station and they freaked out on me when I realized and turned to them that it's just an electronic cigarette from Halo 6. Now listen, Halo 6, folks, we talk about it all the time. Premium quality electronic cigarettes and American-made e-liquid. But our intern, the former intern, kind of went behind my back a little bit, so he thought.
Ooh.
And he kind of reached out to Halo 6 on behalf of the show. And Halo 6 was really gracious to send us some amazing Halo 6 flyers. If you're watching us on Ustream right now, or you're watching the Vimeo replay, you can see over my right shoulder this amazing Halo 6 poster, and I have another one here. These things are sexy. Look at that. Look at that lip.
That is nice.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Isn't it? And then Anthony has you like the one with the big flame on it? Look
yeah.
at that. This is sexy right here, folks.
I love that. Look at that design. Look at the eyes and the way the flames and the coloration of it. It's just beautiful.
That is absolutely
incredible.
That
needs to go behind me.
You want this one behind you?
Yes.
All right. We'll get this one behind you. And I think that that's just gorgeous. I thank them so much for this. And the intern mentioned something to me, Philippius, about we possibly getting a chance to talk to the marketing director of Halo 6?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that. If we're able to work that out, that'd be amazing. But thank you to Halo 6 marketing team. You guys are absolutely phenomenal. They sent us some really great little trinkets of Halo 6. Just the intern just reached out, told them how much I love them, and they've been a sponsor of the show ever since we've been on the air. And I'm really proud to represent Halo 6. So, folks, they didn't have to do that for us. So do them a favor. Show them how much Fat Guy Radio Show loves them. Tweet them. Let them know. Put us over on their Twitter, at Halo 6. And then also go to fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6 and get your premium electronic cigarette. I'm telling you right now, you think that those things that you see that are color of blue in the stores or that are blinking green or blinking red are electronic cigarettes. They're not. They're not. They're toys. You want to get quality. You want to have the best experience possible. You want to do it through Halo Cigs at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. I am proud to represent them, and I am happy that this show and the B2B Radio Network are friends with Halo Cigs. This is definitely something really great. Halo Cigs, proud sponsor of Fat Guy Radio Show. fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Sorry about that lip. I talked all the way through that, but I was really excited about our relationship with Halo Cigs because they have really fallen in love with the show, and just as much as I love them. And I'm excited that if we're able to get the marketing director on the show to kind of tell us a little bit of the history behind Halo Cigs, I'm really excited about that as well. So hats off to the intern, the former intern, for hooking us up. He tried to get it off as a surprise, but the intern, you have to remember, I see the email. All right, so we were talking celebrities. We talked about the Fuller House and so forth, and how some of the celebrities don't look very good, and some celebrities do look very good. And before I introduce this next celebrity, I want to pull up a sound bed. You know what I'm going for, Anthony. I want to pull it up.
Actually, I haven't heard it yet, but okay.
I'm gonna pull it because it's a musician that we want. I wanna talk about because she's ageless to me. And let's see if I could pull it up.
Good, because I was like, if you don't already have, I already have it on my computer ready to go.
But I want to run it through the board. I know you do.
I'm already. I'm all getting finger button happy right now.
Let's see here. I've started.
But really, she's just so amazing. Like she's done so many since what, the 50s.
She really is ageless, and I'm excited to kind of talk about this because I'm not a huge fan of hers, but I'm a fan. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the beautiful, the ageless, the incomparable Cher.
Cher.
Yes, Cher.
Hi, I'm Cher.
This is what came out today. I ran across this article today. Cher is actually posed as a Marc Jacobs model at the age of 60. Nine.
I think that is so brilliant. I just think that is just great all around, not only on a marketing side, but just the genius behind the shoots with her. She brings so much experience.
Now, give us your eye.
A lot
now,
of people aren't able to do.
I agree. And those that are watching us on Ustream, we have a picture up of this Marc Jacobs model pose.
Oh my God!
Give us your take on this, this image of Cher, and we'll put this up on our Facebook page for those of you that maybe don't get a chance to, watch the replay. But what do you see in that? Use your Hollywood photographer eye right there, Anthony. She's gorgeous.
What I see is, and her face is very stoic. She doesn't have too much expression in her face, but it's just her gaze.
Yeah.
Like it's the only gaze that she can give, and with it is power.
Yeah, and one blogger said that the gaze that she has is saying, "Come here, but not too close."
Oh, that's definitely because
is that what
way,
it's saying?
Yeah, because the way she has her hands look like I am going to slap you with this $1,000 glove.
Oh, man. She's 69 years old, man.
She looks gorgeous, and that hair.
69 freaking years old, looking like that.
Oh my God, and that hair is on point. Her makeup is gorgeous. The lighting is flawless. And for those who can't see, she's wearing a floor-length pleated skirt.
Uh-huh.
It's got like this grayish brown. It's almost very Victorian-esque. But if you look at the top, it's almost kind of like a jacket.
Yeah.
That's going over it. And it's
yeah,
it's
it has a leather
amazing.
Jacket. I think I keep describing it. I think I'll pull up exactly what it is.
But it's incredible because she is 69 wearing something that a 20-year-old would wear.
Yeah, I would agree. I would absolutely.
I mean, if my grandma were to wear this, we'll be like, "What the hell?"
Her real name is Sherilyn
Sarkisian.
Sarkisian, is that how you say it?
Sarkisian.
Let's see. Yeah, what she says here off of the internet, it says she's wearing a floor-length pleated skirt with lace panels and a tuxedo-like leather jacket and leather gloves. She's pictured sitting on a metal chair against a red backdrop. Her long hair is voluptuous and textured in a messed up bedhead kind of way. And the photographer was David Sims. And he's the one that came up with the quote, "Come here, but not too close." It's kind of the look. She's ageless, dude. She really is absolutely gorgeous. And she's a little bit more recluse now because you don't hear a lot from her.
No, she only comes out when she needs to, it seems. But, I mean, she's 69. I mean, who knows what kind of medical problems she has.
You think?
No. Well, 69, you're going to develop things no matter what. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
She has a lot of money to help do the upkeep of the yard.
Yeah. Did she ever have plastic surgery?
Yeah.
Really?
How do you not know that?
Because she looks the same way she looked back in the 70s.
The surgery. Everything's eventually going to fall in. And she came out saying that she's had plastic surgery, so it's no surprise but to you.
Okay, well, good plastic surgery, because there are some other artists from the 70s. Let's say like...
Jenner?
Bruce Jenner or Kenny Loggins.
Wow.
Kenny Loggins has had plastic surgery, and he had his raise in fame back when Cher was, and he looks like he's surprised all the time. Like, somebody with his plastic surgeon pretty much walked up to Kenny Loggins and just said, "Boo!" And that's how his face stayed.
Oh, yeah.
Because he looks surprised all the time.
Burt Reynolds has the worst.
Oh, okay. Burt Reynolds!
Imagine this. Burt Reynolds, his face... Imagine you got like this plastic looking like nude color put over the eyes enough for the eyes and the mouth to see through, and pull that plastic bag as tight as you can on the face. That's exactly how it looks.
It's so true.
It's gross.
I'm Burt Reynolds.
Oh God.
That is not good. Plastic surgery fail, of course. What's the guy's name? The comedian that does all the parts.
Carrot Top!
Plastic surgery fail.
He looks like a very, very buff butch lesbian.
Wow. Poor guy.
It's true.
I've seen him live several times before all this happened. He was fine. Carrot Top was fine. He didn't need to go under the knife.
No.
He was starting to, and this was before he went total bodybuilder crazy.
Oh, yeah, those, he's definitely pumping those steroids everywhere.
It just doesn't look natural anymore.
No.
It just absolutely doesn't look natural. But some celebrities that have like completely, that are in Cher's category that are ageless. Avril Lavigne, have you seen those latest memes that show her from 2002 to 2015? She looks exactly the same.
True, but Avril Lavigne isn't like pushing 70. But as far as age is concerned, from when she came out, she was 16, 17? Like 17.
Yeah, yeah.
And now she has to be about 30?
She's got to be, I would think she's probably in her
32,
30s. Yeah, yeah.
Probably closer to somebody's age here. but she does look amazing. I'm a huge fan on the sense of her new stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm such a huge fan because, she's always kept out of the paparazzi eye. There's other than her divorces, you don't ever hear nothing.
Yeah, but
bad
that was
about.
Very quick.
Yeah,
that was a very quick.
She's
burn.
Always maintained a very positive and happy, just persona, and she seems like one of the most wonderful people you could ever hang out with.
She does look like you would want to hang out with Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, I would.
You would just want to kick it and go skate. I wouldn't be able to skateboard with her.
Just one problem with her.
What?
She's against weed.
She's against weed? Oh, she's out. Sorry, Avril. You're out of here.
But that's because the publicist told her because they don't want to ruin her image.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Gross.
I thought she looks pretty good. Now, another celebrity to throw into the stack of bad agers, Justin Diamond from Saved by the Bell.
Ew.
Now, he had an adult film released that quote-unquote leaked a few years ago,
uh-huh.
And I may or may not have spent 2 or 3 minutes watching it.
I've never seen it.
Maybe. What? Anything?
The whole thing?
Yeah. It was only 2 or 3 minutes long. but he had sex tape leak a couple of years back, and he was back in the news for a quick hot second this past week because...
He tried to Kim Kardashian himself, and it failed.
Yeah, it totally did. But he's also up on charges of attempted murder of some sort, but I saw a recent picture of him, and he has not aged very well. We'll put him in the bad age category. Justin Diamond, and I'm talking about Screech from Saved by the Bell?
I think stress from a failed career will age you.
From childhood stars?
Yeah.
You know, childhood stars?
First of all, imagine you're a teenager and hormones are running wild and you're the face of everything. Every magazine cover,
TV
posters,
guide.
TV guide.
Philippians' ceiling.
That one.
You had a Candace Cameron.
Stuck to the ceiling permanently.
You had a Candace Cameron poster on your ceiling in your room. Nah. Yeah, you did.
Nope. I didn't have posters. I smoked them.
You're in the public eye. Yeah, the stress could do it.
And then all of a sudden you're on top of the road and you're this teenager and you're used to getting these hundreds of thousands of dollars.
All this attention.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you go into adulthood when your career should be starting and then your career is going down. And it's like your money's running out. And what do you do?
That's true.
So you turn to a lot of other promiscuities.
I like how you put that. What about the Jaleel White, also known as Steve Urkel from Family Matters? Now, he was a funny-looking kid. Those bug eyes that he had going on. But I saw a recent picture of him, and I'm interested to hear what your take is.
He had a really great cameo in Dreamgirls.
Yes, he did. He's been acting a little bit. He stayed a little active.
And outside of that, I don't know if he's that great of an actor. But it's
outside of the character Steve Urkel, mm-hmm. or
in general.
In general.
Yeah, but he has one of those faces where it's too recognizable, and if you see him, you will always see Steve Urkel.
Yep.
So, little advice. Share that face up and get some surgery and look a little different. Revamp.
But I think he's aged very well, though, for his age.
Yeah, most black folk do age very, very well.
That's true.
Their Caucasian counterparts.
You know what they say, black don't crack.
Oh, no. But when they start cracking really bad, you're like, oh my God, they're close to death.
Yeah. It's coming.
You're like,
yeah.
Oh my God, all those wrinkles. Yeah. How many months do you
have? Talk about black that has cracked. Bill Cosby's black has cracked. Not because of the scandal that he's in, but Bill Cosby don't look like the Bill Cosby from The Cosby Show. He has really aged. I don't know if it's just me. Forgive me. Send your letters to Philippians if you find this offensive. But is his right eye running away from his left eye?
Yeah, that's something wrong with his.
The internal rapist is externalizing itself now.
His right, Bill Cosby. I'm sorry, buddy. Your right eye is fleeing from your left eye. When he's on camera and he's doing those horrible interviews, talking about he didn't put any drugs in the drink and he didn't put any drugs.
He didn't put the
drugs in the Jello, but I did put the drugs in the drink. But his right eye, he is not aged very well.
No,
he does not look like that.
And I know exactly why his right eye is going over there.
Why is it going on?
It's going everywhere because of all these allegations. He's so paranoid that he has eye walking and the other eye scouting to see who's coming up or if there's gonna be paparazzi.
He's watching. Yeah, he's gotta watch behind his back. Bill Cosby walking down the street on fire and his right eye is just like, what's going on over there? What's that behind me? Run, Bill, run!
I can't, my leg.
Oh, I can't run too good because I got too much Jello in my pant pocket. Oh, Theo.
Oh, it's dripping down my leg. It's sticky.
Oh, my Jello is dripping down my leg, or I think I just may have saw another model that I'm going to go slip a roofie in a drink, and I'm going to touch her inappropriately. I'm Bill Cosby.
Thank God.
Jello, put it. Theo.
Well, I'm just glad he didn't give any of them no STDs.
I think I just entertained myself with that. Theo. Nothing?
No.
Oh, you guys suck.
No, God, no, never. I don't reciprocate.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I hit a button. All right, here comes the spin. But there are some actors and actresses that aren't as fortunate as Cher, and there are some that just go way too far with the plastic surgery. But you know what? I say hats off to
Meg
Cher.
Ryan.
I haven't seen a recent picture of Meg Ryan.
She is so beautiful. And she was one of those women that actually was aging beautifully.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you live inside your own body, you perceive yourself a lot different than the rest of the world.
Sure.
So she undergone some some plastic surgery, and she doesn't
look
as good. Oh, see, now he gets it. Now he gets it. See, she ruined herself.
Oh, no, May. She used to be this cutesy little blonde girl from, like, you know, you wanted her to bounce up and down on the bed or something. Like, now she looks like somebody used her to mop their kitchen floor.
That was me.
She is not doing well. Sorry, May.
It looks like she bit into a lemon that went bad and got super sour.
Yeah, it got super sour, and then her face just stayed that way.
She almost looks like the Joker, like the Jack Nicholson.
Yes! Yes!
I'm sorry, May Ryan. I love you so much, but why?
That's why? The way her face
why?
Looks.
Yeah, she looks like the face looks like the fart button that I just hit. Yeah, May Ryan is not aging very well.
And if you want to see, go to Yahoo, put May Ryan 2015. And it pops up. It doesn't.
I'm looking at her IMDb images on Google, and it's not. And she's only 5'8". She's taller than me. She's 53.
But you know what? She could have been a beautiful 53. What it is it's the cheek implants and it's the lips.
Is that
way
what that
too
is?
Much? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it puffed up and it made her look like she's like, I don't know, like scrunching up her face, and her lips are too big, and it looked like that they and
it look like unnatural. They don't look natural.
It looked like they went beyond the lips and the very top part above the lip, between the nose and the lip.
Yeah,
it looked like they injected that part to puff it up too.
It does. I would agree. Can I bring in an ageless beauty? You can bring the ones that have gone bad. I'll bring in another one. Julia Roberts.
She's gotten prettier.
She has gotten prettier.
Yeah,
she's. I just Googled her. When I look at her, she's like another Jaleel White, where all I see is Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
That's all I see is that movie. And I know she's a great actress, and she's been in other great films, but every time I look at her, I just see her as that pretty.
See her as a prostitute. That's messed up.
Yeah, sorry. Well, that was the character. But when I look, anytime, you know, I see Pretty Woman scrolling through the old television listings, I'm stopping and watching. Definitely stopping
really?
And watching. Yeah, I love Pretty Woman. I love that movie.
There's a bunch of the hooker movies I'd rather watch.
Hooker movies. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Yeah, hats off, Cher. Damn, girl, you doing it. You doing it big.
Get it good and get it paid.
Get it, girl, and get it paid. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of this break, folks. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio.
Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential, and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at fatguyradioshow.com/survey. That's fatguyradioshow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/survey today.
Now back to Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony.
Three, four. Did I just say my name?
Yeah, you did.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you said your name.
Cool.
Don't pee on yourself.
No. I can't do that. I brought one pair of clothes and.
That was timed very well over there, Lip. Lip's over there producing a show. I see you, Big Sexy. Nice, quick, smooth transitions in and out of a little break there, Lip.
That's going to sound like crap out of the room.
Oh, crap. Oh. Well, he got his accolades while he could, right? We tried.
I took all my energy out in the beginning of the show, acting.
You, yeah.
He's acting like he's here.
He's acting like he's here. You know what? I'm okay with you acting like you're here because, you know what? I'm acting like I care.
I'm acting like I
give a flying
Yeah.
Cooper Scooper. Yeah. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Fat Guy Radio Show, fatguyradioshow.com. The lids, I was at the lid store last week. Did you see my old picture on the old Twitter?
The what?
Yeah.
The Twitter.
No, before that, the what store?
Lid store. Oh, the
Isn't
lid
that where
store.
You got that hat from?
Yeah, no. Yeah, actually, I am wearing my Gavin DeGraw mini choo-choo train conductor hat.
Oh, yeah. I don't wear hats. I come in with a helmet.
That's where I got this hat from, too.
You got it from Lids?
Well, someone got it from me.
Oh, but... look at Philippians over there in his Lids hat. Go ahead and model it, sexy son of a mama. I'm feeling inappropriate right now. I got to read the lid spots, though. All right,
yeah,
enough of you.
You have been, and I've been feeling very uncomfortable.
You should be feeling uncomfortable. Yeah. I was in a lid store just last weekend finding a late birthday gift for a dear friend, but I didn't have to walk into the store and get upsold by the salesman or just wander around, you know, wondering what in the hell I was going to buy. I went to the Lids website through fatguyradioshow.com/lids, shopped for what I wanted, threw it in the cart, under the shipping, selected pickup from store, and boom, bam! It was at the store when I got there. The store that was closest to my house, actually not the store that was closest to my house, because the store that's closest to my house is kind of a little seedy, so I didn't want to go there, so I wanted to go to, you know, where white people go and shop, Norterra. So I put it up there in the high-end lid store, walked in there, met a really cool guy named Matt. And Matt's listening to the show. Matt, hello, shout out. Thank you so much for helping me out. Walked in there. Everything that I wanted was there. And then he kind of gave, and I hope I don't get you in any trouble, Matt, he kind of gave me a sneak peek on some of the hats that haven't been released yet but are going to be released. Wow. You know, I was a little sketchy. You know, he was saying, well, just come back here into the back, Corey. You know, I got some pop shakers down here in the cellar. You know, so he invited me back to the back, and I saw some of the hats and some of the fedoras. I didn't realize that Liz had fashionable hats like fedoras, which are worn by Gavin DeGraw, which is the reason why I wear fedoras. And I've seen Gavin DeGraw in a hat just like this, and I got it at fatguyradioshow.com/Liz. Oh,
and for the record, I love wearing those, and they look super sexy on me.
I know, they look sexy on me, on you.
Yeah.
You don't wear hats, you wear helmets.
Well, you know what? Don't
hurt yourself.
Yeah, don't.
Back to Liz.
I don't even want to answer you because you're just being rude.
Back to Liz at fatguyradioshow.com/Liz. No wait, no delay, no shipping fees if you pick it up in their store. And while you shop, you're supporting the show as well. Great gifts for the sports fan and your father, too, because Father's Day is coming up. Find your style, find your teams, find your dad's style, find your dad's teams at fatguyradioshow.com/Liz. And yes, this is a Liz hat.
I really love the convenience of that.
It's amazing at Liz. But start at fatguyradioshow.com/Liz, and then Liz is all over the country. So thank you very much, Liz, for supporting the show and being part of the Fat Guy Radio Show Network.
Yeah.
Yeah. My reads are really going long today, Lip. I'm sorry.
He's reading novels.
Yeah. Well, who writes them?
God, not me, obviously.
Not yet.
Oh, God. Welcome to my mind, everybody.
Hey, there is a little guy that everybody knows. You know what? I thought about this. I was talking to a friend of mine this past week, and he was like, you know, Corey, you really play your family close to the vest. Yes and no, meaning that I often talk about my kids here on the show every once in a while. But I'm going to talk about AJ in particular right now. And AJ has his own show, and it's not because he's mine.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, you're right. It's favoritism within the network. And I basically browbeat the CEO because I took some seedy pictures of him when he was doing one time with a former female intern out in the parking lot one day. And that was able, I'm now just hold that over his head and I get whatever I want. What?
Oh, my God. Wow. Ew. When do I get to go to this parking lot?
I'm kidding. But AJ hosts a Little Fella Radio, who is known for this famous line right here.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
That's my little boy. That is my little man. And I can't be any prouder of him. This Friday, tomorrow night, my little guy is graduating the eighth grade and going into high school.
That is super awesome.
I am floored.
And you look like the age of like him graduating from like the Masters or something.
I'm old. I could not be any prouder of my little man. from junior high to high school. He has matured so much over this last year. Now, Little Fellow Radio is only seasonal. He only does the show during the summer breaks, and he does one special during Christmas.
Coming soon.
So Little Fellow Radio season 3 is coming back, I believe, in June. I'm really excited, and I'm really proud of him. Now, I'm proud of all of my kids. Of course, Dominic, my 18-year-old, Aiden, my other 14-year-old, and Sydney, my little princess, who's 12 now. They are all amazing, and they've all have amazing report cards to finish out this last school year. So I just want to spotlight them, how much I love and adore them, and I miss them all. But my little guy, I spent some time with him, just one-on-one. It's always good to kind of have the one-on-one time. And I spent some one-on-one time with the little guy this past weekend, the Memorial Day weekend, and he's just absolutely so hilarious. And he went on a 3-week trip at the end of the school year. His school, because he goes to a private school, and his school took him on a 3-week trip to go like to Wyoming and Utah and all this other stuff. Wyoming, Utah, he went up to, he saw Old Faithful. And you'll never believe what was the one takeaway he got on this whole trip. The one thing he was enamored about.
What was it?
The different license plates.
Wow.
Oh my God. Out of all things, he looked at that.
Out of all things, he came back talking about the different license plates. The New Mexico license plate, the California license plate, the Utah license plate, the Wyoming license plate, the Minnesota license plate. I spent all that money for you to go and discover license plates?
Wow.
But I love him. I love him to death. And also, real quick, I know we're on a break right now. My high school, if you're on my Facebook page, you saw something really amazing. South Mountain High, I just want to thank you guys. Miss Susan St. John, my former acting coach and teacher in the Phoenix Union High School District. I was floored when I saw this. I didn't know what it was. My teacher reached out to me through Facebook last year and said, hey, send us a picture of what you're doing. They're going to select people that are going to be featured in some sort of way. I did not know that my face was going to be put up on the wall of my high school, which is where it is right now. And I am completely honored. Yes, I shed a tear about that. I was completely 100% floored by that, and I love that they positioned the picture right above all the sports trophies, which I had absolutely nothing to do with. All right, folks, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio.
Your trophy, wonderful. From my head to my features.
Summertime, and summertime is fun time, and fun time happens in Vegas. Get to Vegas this summer. There's no better time to go than right now. Back in the day, I thought it was too expensive to get to Vegas and see a show or stay at one of the grand hotels. Not anymore. Through Vegas.com, through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Great deals only available at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Why? Because the folks who operate Vegas.com live, work, and play in Vegas. They know the specials, the special ads before the ad companies know the specials, and they offer them to you. Also, if a special hotel rate changes, Vegas.com lets you know, lets you rebook at a lower rate, and refunds you the difference. Try getting that from any other Vegas booking site. Take advantage of this amazing deal and other deals at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Don't waste another summer at home. Get out to Vegas and start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. I'm Vegasing, baby.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. My little guy and going to school in my high school. And we'll share the picture up on Fat Guy Radio Show's page. You know, I'm an idiot. You know, I talk to the internet for a living. That's what I do.
I'm glad you said it and I didn't have to.
I talk to the internet for a living. But a lot of monumental things happening outside of the kids graduating.
Which is a huge milestone. I mean,
huge.
God, and, I mean, he's going into high school.
He's going into high school. And you know what? I remember, and we're keeping him in private high school, but I remember high school, as I mentioned, that was like the turning point of my life. That's where you really have a lot of your experiences. So even though his mother wants to keep him in the private high school, you know, I'm okay with that. But there's an aspect of public high school that he's going to miss. You know, because yeah. you know, that's where you get in trouble. That's where you normally fall in love for the first time. That's where you have your real broken heart for
Eat
the first
the crappy
time.
Food.
You get the crappy food.
Do a lot of drugs.
No, Lip. Okay, maybe. No, he
introduced,
won't.
You get
no, Lip. Okay, baby.
That's where I was.
No, but in private school, they're actually slightly worse.
Yeah, they are.
Because they feel so confined, a lot more than a public school, then they want to act out more. But they do it on the low, which is even scarier.
Yeah, they do. And if he does get, and if he does get introduced to drugs at the private school, at least I'm going to know they're going to be top quality drugs. You know, there's not going to be any stems or seeds. I learned my lesson.
I really hope you didn't
go to private school.
I did not go to private school. My parents did not put me through private school.
He was homeschooled in front of the TV.
Putting Fig Newtons on the school books. If you figure out this math equation, you little fat effer, you get that Fig Newton. 5 + 5, 10. Newton time!
Yeah.
God, that's how he got so big.
That's it. My parents taught me through food.
Or was it hamburgers?
It was. Oh, God, not hamburgers. Did you? No, I'm kidding. We're not getting back to that bit. I want to end the show on a pretty cool note, if I can. If you guys would just indulge me for a quick hot moment here. One thing that we neglected in talking about last week, Philippius, and I know that you are... You've been here through the whole entire journey.
Since day two.
But Fatguy Radio Show on the 22nd of May turned...
22nd?
Yeah.
I thought it was the 25th. I don't know. I must have...
Obviously,
you're right, 25th.
Obviously, one of you is a woman for knowing the date and the other one isn't.
Yeah, I'm a woman for not knowing the date. It is the 25th. I apologize. Oh. You're right. May 25th. May 25th, Fatguy Radio Show turned... 5 years old.
Yes.
That means that we have been doing this show for 5 years. And within these 5 years, we have seen and experienced some amazing and met some great, great, phenomenal people over these years. And I'm upset at myself that we didn't mention this last week. But I was just so enamored with so many other things that are going on. We had our media day that
a huge photo shoot
that Anthony was behind.
Creative director.
Anthony was behind in organizing that and getting that all together and working with our new photographer, Danielle Law. Danielle Law coming to daniellaw.com coming very soon. She is, but that's just part of the whole 5 year. Journey that we've been on, and 5 years is a monumental moment. A lot of internet radio shows, when they start off, don't last this long. They burn quick and they burn fast and they burn out and they go
and they ramble and it sounds like they're just rambling
and they become
and it's like
an
confusing.
Absolute podcast. You're absolutely right, but let me have this moment that the challenges, and it hasn't been without its challenges, Lip. You've had a front row seat to all of them. We've seen the good, we've seen the bad, we've seen the ugly. We've seen shows come, and we've seen shows go. We've actually seen BDB Radio Network develop right before our eyes because it didn't always exist as Fatguy Radio Show did. And I know a lot of people that are a lot of new listeners. Fatguy Radio Show literally started in a closet in my home. It started in a closet where I had a horrible, crappy microphone that was running into the back of a computer, and I would look across the hall in this closet and stare at a mirror in my bathroom that was across the hall from the closet, and I would practice being on the air. And none of those shows were recorded, but you know, I'm sure we've destroyed those, hopefully. But that's how Fatguy Radio Show really began. And then I looked at Philippius, because Philippius and I were working together prior to all of this in production, and Philippius had no clue what the hell it was to produce a radio show or anything of that nature. And I'm like, dude, we'll just both figure it out. And it's a testament to the fact that we're here 5 years later. Full Court Press Radio with Ryan Scott and Daniel Taylor. I was responsible for bringing those guys on, onboarding them, challenging them, and training them to do that show. And that show is picking up steam every week, and then Little Fella Radio. Of course, it's my kids' show, but that is just another element of what has all spawned off of Fat Guy Radio Show. So for those of you that have been with us for the last 5 years, thank you. And for those of you that are going to be with us for the next 5 years as we go into the next leg of this journey with Anthony and all the new people that are coming on. And I mean, remember the days we used to talk about how we wanted to have cameras?
Yes.
And when we first got our first camera, we didn't know how to put audio into it. And then we had a really jinky computer that we were using. And then all you would see was our logo and you weren't able to see us. And then we finally figured out, we finally raised enough money to actually get a camera and turn it on. And then we were finally able to have a partnership with YouTube, which opened up the doors for Ustream. And we used to have a camera that was mounted above my head and face down. Remember those days where it faced down on and you could see nothing but the back of my head and my computer screen, and that was it. And then we started off with two cameras. And we would have a guest in, and we'd have to move one camera way off on the side to get both of them in one shot versus my camera. And now we have like four freaking cameras and these amazing graphics. And I mean, it has just been an evolution for anyone that has been with us for the last 5 years. So I am absolutely enthralled by this. I know we have a long ways to go. We have this challenge out right now that we want at least 5,000 people per show. Good friend Oscar Santana, who's over my shoulder at the Big O and Duke show, said that, you know, you really have a good product when you have about 5,000 downloads per show. We don't have 5,000 downloads per show or 5,000 listeners per show. We're way, way under that. So we're just I'm challenging everybody to do that. The next 5 years are going to be a huge challenge. I thank Anthony for coming on and joining into this vision and everybody else that is behind the scenes and all of our sponsors. It's been an amazing 5 year run, Lip, but it has had its bumps and its lumps. And the one guy that I'm glad I made this journey with, if I can gush for a minute, is my producer, Philippius. He's just not my executive producer. He's my friend as well. And he gets the nuclear Corey when things don't go right because I am a perfectionist. But man, thank you guys so much for 5 years of supporting us. Anthony is going to be here for the next 5 minutes and we're gonna I'm kidding, and
I'm already getting the boot. It's okay.
No, we're gonna move, and Anthony is being very instrumental and coming in with a lot of his experience to take us to that next level.
Oh yeah, man. We're going hardcore out
and
there.
What he does behind off the microphone is amazing too, and he's getting better on the microphone.
I finally figure out that you don't put the microphone into the back of your throat and try to talk.
No. So thank you guys so much. I love you all. Lady K is one of our P1 listeners. Listener Gail, even though she's passed away, I love you too. Sydney Justin of Motown Sounds of the Miracles. We love you, Sean Buckholz. Thank you so much from TV show Scrubs. My parents and my family, all of Philippius' family that supports his show, Mandy. And who are they? Mandy and Susie. And your bills, and who else are they at? Are out there? Uncle George, all those guys.
Everybody.
Everybody everywhere. So thank you guys so much. We got to get out of here. I'll continue gushing because it makes my heart move. And those of you that are watching us, and Anthony thought I wasn't going to do this, from our media day, there was a photo that is my all-time favorite photo. This is a sneak peek.
Okay.
This is a sneak.
First of all.
All right, we got to get
out. I do not approve. This in my field is unprofessional. I have contracts stating that we do not do this. But luckily, I did not shoot this, or else we would have talked to the BDB lawyer.
All right, stop blowing out the microphone. We got to get out of here. All right, there's a little leak. I told you there was going to be a little thing on
God,
there.
God, I look like a whale, but I do have ass on that. But other than that, ew.
All right, folks, today's show is brought to you by Amazon's Father's Day Deals, presented by DeWalt. Your father and my father are some really special men, so make their day even more special with a gift from Amazon at Fat Guy Radio Show. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. We rely on your word of mouth, people, about everything, whether it's Amazon shopping, Facebook liking, Twitter following, or just getting new listeners to the show. Please tell everybody about Fat Guy Radio Show. We want a bigger and better successful next 5 years and 15 years and 25 years until I die and Philippius leaves me here alone. And it's just me and Anthony in here trying to figure out what we're going to do. For our executive producer, Philippius and Anthony, I'm Corey Blaise saying, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. Join us next week for an all new Fat Guy Radio Show. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Bitches, baby.
Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Gotta remind you about FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsors. Get over there now, FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor, and tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.
One, you're running by the show.